Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. Every week, we have a special gift, an opportunity, a mitzvah, to add to the sanctity of Shabbos, both at the beginning of Shabbos on Friday afternoon and at the end of Shabbos on Motzoi Shabbos on Saturday night. What is this mitzvah all about? How do we enhance it? How do we connect with it? Well, the origins of this mitzvah are rooted in a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes, a Braisa, a Mishnaic teaching that appears also other places of Shas, where the Braisa teaches us that in Yom Kippur we learn Ve'inisim es nafsho seichem. We are meant to afflict our souls, which is a discussion for another time, what exactly that is intended to imply, but it begins at least with fasting B'tisha on the 9th. Yachol, says the Gemara B'tisha, maybe we should fast on the 9th, really? Talmud Lomar, Ba'erev, actually it's only in the evening. I Ba'erev, if it's in the evening, Yachol Mishatechshach, maybe only from the evening when it gets dark. Talmud Lomar B'tisha, HaKeitzad, Maschil Umisana Mibod Yom, you begin by fasting during the day, Malamed, we learn from this, Shemosifin, we add Mechol Al Kodesh, from the profane, from the weekday, with holiness, with Shabbos. In this context, it's Yom Kippur, and it's about fasting. Ein li ela b'knis also. How do you know if it's not just the beginning? Ela b'gitzi also minayin, at the end, how do you know afterwards as well? Tamar lomar, me'erev ad erev. The pasuk says, from one evening to the next, so it's true at the beginning and at the end. Ein li ela b'yom kippurim, how do you know it's not just true for Yom Kippur? Which is how the Rambam paskins. Shabbos os minayin, how do you know it's true? Every week for Shabbos, tamar lomar, tish b'su. Yom tova minayin, what about Yom Tov? Tamar lomar, shabbatchem. HaKeitzad, says the Gemara, Kol makom sheish bo shvos, anytime there is a requirement to rest, mosifin, we have a command at the mitzvah, an opportunity, mechol ala kodesh, to add from the weekday to the Shabbos. And this, according to the majority of the Rishon, like Tosas points out in Ksubas and Memzayin and other places, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Yes, it's true, the Rambam doesn't mention it, and there's a big debate among later authorities whether the Rambam thinks there is a mitzvah when it comes to Shabbos to add. It's only for Yom Kippur. But according to the majority of the opinions, on every single Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to add at the beginning and the end to the sanctity of Shabbos. Well, how much? So Tosfos and Beitza, he says there's got to be some amount, but we don't know exactly how much, and that's what the Rosh mentions. So it's got to be a few minutes. So how do we practically observe this? So we got to find when is the beginning point of Shabbos, which according to our calculations is before Bein HaShemashos, before that interim twilight period. There's of course a big debate in the Talmud, what is Bein HaShemashos, how long does it run, when does it start? But let's assume practically for many of us, Bein HaShemashos is beginning at nautical sunset, like the following of the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, not like Rabbeinu Tam. We begin at sunset, that becomes this twilight period for the next few minutes. So Tosefes Shabbos adding means a few minutes before the onset of Shabbos with Shkia. So we add a few minutes. Some people have the opinion they should add 2 minutes, others 18 minutes, others 20, Yerushalayim it's 40 minutes, but this is all in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, which although it doesn't appear in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yei Shomrim, there are those who say, meaning the Tosfos and the Rosh and many others, that there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, not like the Rambam. Great. Well, what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? Well, one way to think about it is through the prism of a question that Tosfos raises in Psachim and Daf Tzadi Tesamid Beis, where Tosfos wonders, are you allowed to fulfill your mitzvah of eating the Friday night seudah? We know there's a mitzvah of eating the three meals of Shabbos over the course of Shabbos, one Friday night, two during the day. Are you allowed to fulfill that mitzvah during your time of Tosefes Shabbos on Friday afternoon? So Tosfos quotes two opinions. Can you fulfill your mitzvah of eating on Friday afternoon? And the Taz, Rav David Alevi, in his commentary on Orach Chaim and Reish Tzadi Aleph 291, he points out that the Maharshal says, no, you have to wait until nighttime, and that's what he was cautious about. But the Taz says, no, you can already fulfill your mitzvah and eat your entire Friday night Seuda already on Friday afternoon. This comes up very often in the summertime when many people accept Shabbos early. They make early Shabbos. They go home and they finish their meal while it's still light out. What is the argument? What's the issue? Perhaps the issue is that if you understand that Tosefes Shabbos is simply a gzeirah, it's a way for the Torah, even on a biblical level, to tell us, be careful. Be careful not to violate any of the malachos of Shabbos, and therefore they're going to give us mitzvah to add to the stringency of an Isser malacha on Friday afternoon. That's one option. If that's the case, then obviously you can't fulfill your mitzvah of eating your Friday night suda in a time that's just caution time. But if you understand that the nature of Tosefes Shabbos is that you actually create this new reality, this new Kedushas HaShabbos, this new metaphysical entity that's called Shabbos that begins already on Friday afternoon for you, then it's Shabbos is Shabbos. Then you can eat your Suda. Perhaps this is the two Deos and Tosas, two opinions and Tosas, two opinions, the Machlokas between the Maharshal and the Taz. Whether or not we view the din of Tosefes, this idea of adding from the weekday to Shabbos, is it just an added stringency that the Torah imposes upon us? Or is it actually an opportunity that the Torah gives us to observe Shabbos and start it early? This same argument between the Taz and Maharshal is cited in Orach Chaim and Tuf, Reish, Samaches, and Sifkat Nalef, where the Maharshal says you have to be careful on the evening before Shmini Atzeres not to start your meal during the day, not to have Tosefes Shmini Atzeres into Hoshana Rabbah. Why? Well, Hoshana Rabbah, you have to sit in the sukkah and you have to make a bracha of Leishev if you eat a meal. But on Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says you're not allowed to make a bracha when you eat in the sukkah. So what are you going to do? You're stuck. Because it's sitting in the sukkah, and it's still Hoshana Rabbah, but you're going to make Kiddush, and you're going to say it's Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChagazeh, whatever your nusach is. Comes the Taz and says, what are you talking about? That's not true. You're allowed to eat on Erev because it's Tosefes. And once it's Tosefes, that becomes already Leil Shmini Atzeres. You don't have to fast and wait. And similarly, the Taz L'Shitaso, a third place, and this is in Tuf Tzadi Dalid, when the Taz talks about the laws of accepting upon ourselves of beginning the Yontav of Shavuos, the Taz has a comment in his introduction to that siman in Taf Tzadi Dalet. He says, you have to be careful to begin Mariv of Shavuos late. Ma'akrin lahaskel arvis. Why? Kadesh yumea svira tamimos. So that the days of counting should be tamimos, they should be full. The Maharshal would say, what are you talking about? Just because you daven Mariv early, just because you begin Shavuos early, that doesn't take away from your counting. But according to the Taz, who thinks that by taking on Shabbos early, taking on Yontif early, you actually have begun the Kedushas Hayom, so you, in a certain sense, have taken away from the 7 weeks, the Tamimos, that you are counting. This is the mitzvah of Tosefes. And there are many, many more nafkamina. Many achronim talk about this. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, in the first volume in Bina B'Sfarim, has many nafkamina about this question about whether or not Tosefes Shabbos is simply a harchaka. It's just distancing us from violating an avera. There's a medrash that describes that the Ribbono Shel Olam almost modeled this for us when he started the Shabbos in the Sheshes Mei Breishis, that he added a little bit because we can't calculate, so he wanted to model for us, even though he can calculate the exact beginning, we should add. Or no, is Tosefes Shabbos the opportunity for us to create the Kedusha of Shabbos? This idea of creating the Kedusha of Shabbos by ourselves, that we are Mosif, brings such bracha. It's an opportunity, it's a gift for us to enhance our experience of Shabbos in an incredible way. Because if you look at the Gemara, the Beitza, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Beitza says, quotes from Reish Lakish, that Neshama Yisera, there is an added soul that we receive each week. And many of us are familiar with this idea. We've heard of this, the idea of the Neshama Yisera. But if you look at the Gemara carefully, the Gemara says, Neshama Yisera, Yenosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam, God gives us the Neshama Yisera, Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos. Ula Motsoi Shabbos. And on Motsoi Shabbos, Notlin Osa Himenu. He takes it from us. So Reb Tzadok HaKoyin of Lublin and the Pri Tzadok in Kiseitze in Ozvav, he notes that it doesn't say on Shabbos we receive a Neshama Yisera. It says Erev Shabbos and Motsoi Shabbos. So he says, Teichef be'erev Shabbos, instantly on Erev Shabbos, k'mikshemekabel ha-Yisrael, when a Jew accepts HaTosev Shabbos, then we receive Parcha Nishmasin Chadatin Bi Yisrael Shua Neshama Yisera. We receive the gift of the Neshama Yisera through our acceptance of Tosefes Shabbos. It's not just a mitzvah. And according to the Rishonim, it's not just a mitzvah d'oraisa, which now we have the opportunity to fulfill with kavana, to think to ourselves, and probably best is even to say, I'm mekabel on myself the Kedusha of Tosefes Shabbos when we begin Shabbos early and when we extend it a little bit late. Says Reb Tzadok, we have the opportunity to be mekabel the Tosefes Shabbos, and through that, to receive the gift of the Neshama Yesera. And that is something which we strive for, which we want to embrace and appreciate, and even daven for. Says Reb Nosson, the disciple of Rabbi Nachman, he quotes in Likutei Tfilos from Rabbi Nachman in Tfilos Yud Tes that Rabbi Nachman used to daven to receive the Kedushas HaShabbos, that even if we're not on the highest level, on the level to receive and to be elevated, to tap into the Kedushas Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be merachim on us and give us the matnas chinam, give us the gift. Ve'ezke, that we should merit, he says, we should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the gift. Lohosu michol HaKodesh, bekrisasu vitziyasu. We should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should enable us to fulfill this mitzvah, to raise ourselves up, to give us the gift, not just of Shabbos, but of Tosefes Shabbos and of the Neshama Yesera, which is going to infuse not just our Shabbos, but the Tosefes Shabbos, and says Rabbi Nachman, the entire week, that the Kedusha of Shabbos should be suffused through our Friday, all the way back, beginning with Kedusha Shabbos on Wednesday and extending through the end of Shabbos to Kedusha on Tuesday, that our entire week should be suffused with this movement, this Kedusha, this elevation of Mechosev Mechol HaKodesh, that the Shabbos should be infused in our entire lives, the entire week. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.